Any experience today? What do you discover and what you are doing? Anything, talk.
Yeah, I just can share that I see that it's a really long time process, that I slowly surrender to what is happening.
Okay.
Yeah, and I see that I don't want to.
Why don't?
I don't want to, I resist really, you know.
Resist what?
Still, my biggest topic is the pain.
Huh?
My biggest topic is pain.
Pain, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I still, like, try to be with it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's all.
So?
And
now?
Sometimes it's better.
You can watch your feeling.
Yes.
The system, the mind reacting.
Yes.
You.
And
not decrease.
No, it's better and better.
Right.
I can say, yeah, it's better and better. I for some time I lost my awareness and I have to rebuild it again.
Oh.
So, but it's still better and better, but very slowly. It goes very slowly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slow is not important. Slow or fast. And you need more skillful, more experience, more good.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
You only watch your feeling with the pain. Other time, maybe you watching the view pleasant, the mind is liking, the mind feel pleasant. This also with now. Unpleasant, not only the unpleasant. Feel good, the mind is feel nice, feel good, so, please or something. Eh?
Did I see in how I understand it like this, that in the sitting meditation, after a while, it comes really like not pleasant.
Mm.
Then I seek more outside the pleasant stuff, and I can see how I, in talk, how I like tend to, that's why I lost my awareness, actually, because I like wanted to avoid the unpleasant, so I like seek the pleasant stuff, then I lost my awareness.
So pleasant, unpleasant, whatever you watch.
Yeah.
You need to be habit, make habit. Every time the mind feels something, and the mind automatically knows.
Yeah.
Become knowing, like this, you must practice like this. Even the neutral also, you must recognize the mind is now neutral. Otherwise now pleasant, now unpleasant. If you're not pleasant or not unpleasant, it's neutral.
Mm-hmm.
This also obvious, but people they not recognize neutral. They said no feeling.
Yeah.
But feeling is all the time have pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral.
I'm aware mainly in the beginning of the meditation of the neutral feeling.
Yeah, you need to notice neutral. Then how to bring up pleasant, unpleasant like this? Huh?
Yeah, and I also like somehow learn how to maintain my energy.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like...
Yeah, right. So good. This is very important.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I discovered how interesting it is that when the mind has is in unwholesome states, the ideas are very, very negative and the mind is very fragile and... Mm. It's very interesting to watch how one thing feeds another, like the nervousness feeds the thoughts, and the whole process is happening. And then sometimes it can happen that I catch the moment; it suddenly changes, and suddenly completely different.
Right. Yeah.
And at that time, the whole mind changes.
Yeah.
The idea behind changes. Feeling changes.
Right.
Thinking changes.
Right.
Awareness changes all the everything.
Because awareness become more stronger, the changing is more different, very fast. Right, awareness and understanding is present. Come back, then immediately the mind changes.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Different, very high.
And it's just very interesting process. Also, in the talking meditation, I found out when the mind is clear and confident, the talk is more beneficial for me and for others as well. And also, I'm very clear about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's Yeah, it's really, really good.
Make every time to talk. Make a habit. Before talk, then immediately the mind is calm. Intention, awareness come back. If you have a habit.
I found out also the energy rise during the talking.
Yeah.
It always rises, whether it's unwholesome or unwholesome. Yeah. It always rises, goes up.
Wholesome also did his energy. Unwholesome also his energy. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's enough.
So, I'm quite happy.
Why? Quite?
Happy.
Happy.
because I like to be aware.
Yeah, okay.
And there are many opportunities for awareness to arise in the retreat. So, I'm just satisfied when the mind is aware and
this is
just
very
knowing.
Important to be understand the value of awareness. That is a motivation, is very pushing, willing to practice. Because of you know the benefit very well. That's why we can happy about practice. Willing to practice because understand. Then faith, confidence is increased. If you're right practice, it should be like this. Confident about practice or confident about be aware or understanding is very make your myself, ourselves is confident.
I also
willing to practice, want to practice, this is more important. We know that how to practice, that's enough. The other thing is how as much as you practice, as much you already get it. We don't need to expect too much. As much as you practice, as much as you get it. How depend on how much you can practice, skillful, and benefit is coming. So we know the benefit, and we know the benefit. Then we the mind naturally or want to be practiced, willing to practice. Yes, it should be. No need to other people pushing you, huh? Naturally, I want to practice because of understanding. And also, understanding is level, many levels. If you are aware how much you get the benefit, also opposite, he understands opposite also. If you someone understanding very well, two sides. If you are aware how much we get the benefit, also understand very well, then if you lose awareness, how much we affected, you understand very well. So then more understanding come. More to continue practice. Right.
It's something like earning money.
Earning money, yeah.
Earning money.
The same, money,
so
like
comparison.
Money.
Very happy to get more
income,
money.
Okay. Income, okay.
Becoming rich.
If you lose, it's not okay. The same. But I have many times compared with the yogi to meditation and earn money is the same. We earn money the whole day, the whole life, they follow the money. If you can find the money, some people, they can make the money, but they cannot maintain the money. That's why they cannot make bigger and bigger, right? More rich cannot make. So you need to make money and maintain the money and invest the money. Three levels. So wisdom also, understanding also, you should understand how to practice. And how to practice, then how to maintain this practice continuously and how to investigate more understanding come. The same. Long time. The whole life we need to practice like this. Like the same money. Money is all the time thinking about money. Wake up, money. Sleep also, money. Meditation must be like this. Otherwise, you make money, cannot income. Lose. Too much losing is not good way. Right, yeah.
But on the other hand, to like it very much is not good, because when we talk, I don't like very much, because it's kind of a little bit disturbance.
Mm.
So I noticed some resistance to talking. Talk too much. Yes.
Talk too much. But talking is no, if you want to practice, right? If you want to be mindful, right? No, you want to be talk or want to be mindful?
I want to be mindful.
So mindful or talk, talk, whatever.
Yes, I...
right? Mindful and talk. Mindful and... Talk and mindful. Talk and mindful. right? You want to mindful, whatever, any situation, then try to mindful. Talking or posture is not... I said object is not very important. You want to mindful and take care of your mindful. If you want really want to mindful... For me, it's do like this. I hold the awareness. Then, after that, then I do. I only eye on it all the time. This awareness. Outside, whatever I do, do. But I all the time like, don't lose like this. I try many way. So that's why awareness become more stronger and stronger. Whatever you do, become a habit. Outside thing is not very important. This is important. So I like a dog, don't lose. That's why people say he all the time mindful, all the whole body, but all the time lose. Then he very upset. 1 month he come to practice. Even the meditations, wake up, stand up, a little bit loose, he don't like. So he said, I try too much, but still fight the mindfulness gone. Lost. Not very loud, no? Change the posture, he lost. Walking and sitting, change the posture, the awareness lost. And walking and sitting, and after that walking, and change the posture, he lost. So I that's what I point out, because of you are follow the object. If you are aware all the time, object, then easy to lose awareness. If you hold on the awareness, then whatever you do, it follow. Then you feel awareness continues. Maybe object is changing. But awareness, you hold the awareness, then you feel awareness continuously. Then he realized, because of too much aware, pay attention to their bodily, easy to lose. Because of changing, then that time the mind need to pay attention to the other object. So the distance is a little bit far. If you hold the awareness, but you change the posture also, the mind know that know as much as he can. So, talking or not talking, it's not important. If you are interested to the mindfully when you're talking, you become more interested in your talking. Your talking become more limit. Know the understanding the limit. How much we need to talk. Now people is talking too much. Don't talk. Silent, totally. If you talk also too much. So when you're aware and wisdom come, then slowly he know how to talk and need how much limit. He know the limit. For me, I understanding this limit very satisfied, enough. Because of leading, wisdom is leading, that much enough, finish. Not over, not less. After talking, my fine mind is, feeling good. But if you're talking, if you're over or less something, after that, the mind is not very satisfied. A little bit feel something not good. If you're talking sometimes, we are not very mindful, and talk we talk more over. We know a little bit, we talk is more. Sometimes you do talk this way. So, if you are interested in when you're talking, it's very, very, very good. When the wisdom is more increased, how to talk. You would learn from many experience from talking each other, each person, different person. Now it's a person is the only meditator, not take too much interest. your partner is other maybe not mindfulness and more interest. He talk too much. Different person, different attitude. You can know that you can see the other people mind also how what they have idea. Interesting. Then my teacher, I like talking meditation, but he not talking too much. He looking. Someone he talk, wow, very natural. He talk, he very interested to listen. Yeah. Because he watching the mind. He know the nature of the, he try to learn about the nature of the mind. Really or like something or what attitude you have? Very interesting. He's not talking too much, but maybe my teacher is a good listener. But everybody want to stop him, everything. This is his power. We start to talk slowly. You want to talk everything you know to him. Because he is a good listener. He never judging you whatever topics his interest. We are not patient. We are not patient. We want to talk. We are not good listener. A little bit we want to talk. You have idea come immediately you want to talk. He's very patient. Then he, this person not talking, then he start to a little bit start to talk. That person can talk. So funny. I check like this. Everybody meet him and talking, they want to talk everything he know. So his expression is very powerful. So that's why I not want to your talking. I'm not encouraged to your talking. I said try to mindful when you're talking. Right? You want to mindful what? More talking, more mindful. Like a thinking mind. More thinking, more aware. This is object. More object, my teacher says, if your forehead is thick, you get the firewood more.
Say again, please.
Forest is thick. Forest is many tree, right?
Forest.
Thick. Oh. Then you get the firewood more. Don't afraid the object. More object, more mindful. More object, more practice. Then more we can get awareness. That's why many times I explain, don't blame about experience. Appreciate about you aware. Mind is aware. Appreciate about your mind is aware. This is our Judy, this you try to do this. Okay? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe also I would say that it is quite easy to practice in the retreat surroundings, yeah, and more difficult outside. And I feel that it has to be practiced outside.
Yes,
also.
Yes.
Because
if you want and I make the informal retreat. You want to practice in your daily life and come to interview. This is I use many times in Malaysia. Sometimes they want to go to retreat and go to a tour or something, and we go and evening we discuss how can you practice in this trip. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed twice already happened. After lunch, I fall asleep.
Mm.
I fell asleep.
Mm.
And after that, mine is very dull.
Yeah, right.
Very unpleasant state.
Unpleasant, yeah.
So there is still
moment and going down.
Yes, yeah. Very much.
That's why after eating, sleep is not, I don't like.
Mm.
That's why in center, I do the Dhamma tape listening. Because the moment I'm going down, many people after eating they need to nap. If you nap, then moha is coming, then the whole morning practice is gone.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Although it is quite interesting to watch this eye concept.
Yeah. It's not difficult. All the time happening.
Yes, all the time happening. And because I try to ask, what am I?
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Yeah, right.
I always ask.
Every time you're asking, the answer is no. Right?
Answer is
more easy to understand. No self yeah, yeah. Coming, right?
It somehow.
Who am I? Nobody.
It somehow brings about right view. Just this question.
Yeah.
Brings about right view.
Yeah. This question is leading to right view.
Yes.
Right. Already you know already this. Sometimes I ask them, who are you? Nobody. Then what it is? Know me, know I. Many yogi is proposed to me. Oh, I understand. Know me, know I. Know self. So what it is? What it is? Sometimes they don't know. This is a know me, know I. What it is? You said know me, know I. Okay, that's a, but not now. You must understand what it is. We make this self, this one, this nature, we call, put the name, I. This is idea. I is idea. Actually not exist. But we believe this is, this process, this nature is I. We use the I, or believe, or whatever. If you don't know what it is, you don't understand any nonsense. Why is it? This is a cause and effect process. So nonsense is another is a not understanding cause and effect. Another is not very strong. Okay.
Okay, maybe last thing I would say that is very tricky because sometimes this I is very weak.
Mm.
Yes. The reality is stronger, right. Much more stronger. But sometimes...
depends on your understanding level.
Very strong.
Yeah. Depend on your understanding level. Wisdom is present, he is not present.
Yeah.
If, as much as your understanding intensity or level, that wisdom is weaker or stronger or weaker. This understanding, what? This understanding is, the mind understanding what it is. Nature is nature. Process, process, the cause and effect. This understanding, stronger and stronger, the self-idea is not very weak. And also, every time, the whole day, the mind use all the time, I mean my mind myself. Huh? Every thought, you slowly can check the mind habit to use the I. But if you understand it slowly, stronger, the mind wisdom, not a belief, this I, but he use. But believing is weaker and weaker, not strong enough. Because of conceptual war, we need to use I. But we use only the tool. Understanding, not accept, not believe this I exists. Before we use I want, oh, very want. I angry is more angry. Very powerful, this I. Now this I know powerful because the wisdom no believe this I, but we use as it do. Right? Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm still having tensions.
Tensions,
in the forehead.
Because of many years practice, all habit is die hard. Huh? Tension is not immediately going down. Right?
And it's especially in the mornings, not after lunch,
Especially morning.
In the mornings.
Because morning is you wake up and you are very strong and then you use a lot of power.
Yeah. It looks like, Yeah.
That's why morning you use everything, every energy you use, evening like this.
Well, I'm trying not to use, but it's true. Yeah.
So now your duty is you notice every time the mind use energy. That's enough.
Uh-huh.
Only do this first. Not very practice, very hard. No. Now you notice the mind start to use energy. Then notice and let go. Notice and let go. That only much. Only this enough.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. And speak of talking, I found myself very clear, brief.
Brief.
That I can express things in few words. instead of sentences. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also very confident.
Okay.
And this is very joyful. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Try it.
That's all.
Next. Who? Like a bomb. Like a mic is like a bomb.
My awareness becomes more continuous,
yeah.
And I still also have some tensions sometimes, but I just know that it is Loba behind it, so wanting something, then
right.
So it's just sign for me to be more simple.
Yeah. Mm. And also you can understand, you see, on the way you said about thought.
Yeah. Yeah, also I find out this, that thinking is not a problem. You told it 100 times here, but today I find I understood it. So I just let thinking go.
That's
and,
why even if he start to talk this, I'm very confused. Huh? You say all the time thinking is no problem. Thinking also, now I understand very well. Before he think is if you mind thinking, until still you are aware, but you think he think is you are wandering mind. The mind is wander. So all the time he notice his thinking, that he never satisfied. The mind wander. He think like this, but actually he's aware.
About talking meditation, I can say that Alexis gave me advice to try to hear my sound of my voice. This was very useful for me yesterday.
Very obvious.
And so now I am trying to speak and to listen also myself.
Yeah, right. So, just awareness is there.
And it is not also difficult.
Yeah, right. Very obvious sound. Seeing and hearing more easy.
Mm. Yeah?
You are looking and talk, right? You look in the face and talk.
That's all.
Right.
Thanks.
Sado, I just don't. I want to ask, when you say, are you sure awareness is present?
Mm.
Why should we ask this question?
Why?
Mm.
Before maybe yogi remember, forget. Then they use this question. And because of this question, the mind recognized awareness present. So if you use this question, is the mindset clear? Ah, yes. Are you sure the mind's answer? If sure, mean is you already know the awareness. You no need to try to find out, looking for. Just asking the mindset, yes, sure. Very confident, I'm sure. Awareness present. Mean is the awareness of you aware the present. You aware the awareness. Mm-hmm. It's more obvious. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
One thing I... because I was having sometimes quite difficult objects and awareness and was kind
difficult,
of getting...
Difficult object. What?
Difficult object, like seeing the object, but it was like I could see too much energy on looking at them. And at the time, I could just be aware of too much energy.
What meaning of difficult object?
It was like when I was,
painful?
No.
What object?
When I was, for example, translating.
Oh.
Very much concentration.
Oh.
And I couldn't get, far. I know what's happening, but it's too much energy and I can just watch. And I can't go, losing less energy. And it happened like this few times. And I was just aware, and there was this kind of why so much energy?
Right.
And then actually at one point, when this question arose, the mind went to the awareness. So it kind of happened itself.
Yeah. Right.
So I didn't have to...
Don't use too much energy, right?
Yeah, it's better.
Because you notice, not necessary.
Mm.
But something we are not skillful, naturally we use a lot of energy and stress.
Yeah.
That's why I always talking about English, I always stressful. Because I'm not skilled. And also not satisfied. I'm limited. I cannot say what I want. Mm. I choose many thoughts, many how to say it, right?
And is it also, if it's difficult object, it's more difficult to go to the awareness?
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because the difficult object means you are already stressful.
Oh.
That's why difficult to watch the mind is calm, relaxed. That time you are easy to know the awareness. Right. That's why I become combat relaxed all the time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I look, because I'm not scared, I listening also concentrate, this become tired.
Yeah.
But not concentrate also, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, difficult.
Yeah, true.
Right.
That's true.
Who next? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like a singer. I am more and more aware over the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm practicing the seeing and hearing. It's very nice. I like it. And it's the life. If I'm aware, I like you. I appreciate very much. It's more joyful. It's more clear. It's more visible. Everything.
Mm.
But today morning, I had a dream, and the dream was In reality, I have had a friend. He stole me money, 66,000 Czech crown.
You had money. Your friend.
Yeah, friend. It was not friend, but it was very good man. I know 8 years, and if I came from Malaysia this year, he sell my car and he left himself 66,000 crowns. So,
okay.
And in the dream, I saw him. Until now, I am helpless, and I didn't have anger. Mm. And if I woke up, I gave up my skills how to explain dreams because it's my job.
Yeah, yeah.
No, in my job. And I watched my feelings and I went to walk, and it was very interesting because on the beginning it was what was everything. It was sadness.
Mm.
Then I put a question, what is it about?
Mm.
And it comes big anger, big anger, and then the anger switch in fear. And from that time, I have fear about this man, because he is not so easy, this man, that he can kill me. Yeah, and it's interesting to watch this process. I will eat it. No, what's nice is my curiosity, because I'm always curious what's happened in the meditation. But whole day I have even difficult time, because I have something I told you already, this energy starts, and I cannot meditate anymore in meditation hall, because I jump in the meditation so much. And I can watch my aversion, nothing else.
Mm.
I can watch my body. It's something.
Yeah, 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 right.
Yeah,
you have a lot of energy. Yeah.
But what to do with this? Only watch this aversion.
No, because of you not use energy. Finish. Why you use too much energy?
It's not my energy.
You know the mind. Energy is come from where? Where is come from? How much you use energy, this energy coming. in the body. This is a Chittisa Rupa, Chittisa Vayo. This is and this Vayo means Balayo. Vayo is a strength. It's a Vayo come from mind. So your mind is not use too much energy. This energy is not coming. We want to move. If you very relaxed, how to move? Right? If your body is so relaxed and you are not ready to move, because if you want to move quickly, your muscle is ready to tense. So if your mind really relaxed, how to move? Sometimes yeah. We are relaxed, immediately we cannot move. You need energy to build up and we stand up, right? If your mind really relaxed, how do we become like this energy come from?
I think it's not my energy.
If you're not your energy, whose energy?
Nothing is mine. It's Kundalini.
Kundalini.
But I tried so many years. I tried from many sides.
I go to Malaysia.
Yeah.
Then the Chico master make me do something.
Yeah.
Everybody is follow that move. I know because of movement from intention.
Yeah.
The mind don't want to move like this, like a zombie or like this. Something they do like this.
Yeah, it's mind, why I am not going to meditation now because
the mind don't want to move.
Yeah.
The five teacher come.
Yeah.
Master come to do. I cannot move.
Yeah.
Because of moving is come from mind.
Yes.
The mind gonna want to move. Even intention come and notice intention gone. So body not move. Where it come from the Kundalini? They push their energy.
Yeah.
They push their energy. They put outside energy come my body.
Yes.
Yeah. But if your mind not want to move, cannot move. So because you check your mind, if you really relax, the mind is relaxed and cannot like fast like this.
It's not so visible. Yeah. I think it's connected with something like.
But today, this morning, you sit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you sit? Why you said no? Cannot sit.
I sit every day, whole day. I sit down, but I don't want to sit down in meditation hall.
This morning you sit down. This
yes, yes, yes. Then I sit down in my room.
This morning you sit in the meditation hall.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But you're okay. Like a mother yogi. So
yeah, and
more many posture.
Yeah.
Right. America, Vietnam monk, Uwera Penyo, very long time meditator.
Yeah.
He sit. The whole body jump, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Then he even the bow, his rope and tie and sit, jump, jump, jump. Very powerful. But now he's not move anymore.
Yeah.
Because if your mind really relaxed, cannot move. Another one also, he all the time sitting, he like a monkey. He's like acrobat. Jing. He can move.
Yes.
Like in the Dharma hall, he become acrobat. He sit and he roll.
Yeah.
The mind just intention come, the whole body move free. some people some martial art people cannot do, but yogi can do.
Yeah.
So funny. This is because of mind. Because of mind. The concentration is so high, this power is come. They sit like this, and immediately they stand, lying down, boom, like this. Then lying down, boom, like this. Martial art people cannot do this.
Yeah.
Martial art, right? You know that some Kung Fu master cannot do this. Yogi can do this. Sometimes sitting, although they jump, boom, 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 like this.
Yes.
This energy comes from this mind.
Yeah.
Mental, our energy is very powerful.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm very afraid of this energy. And one yogi.
Me too.
And also this concentration is so high, so this is wrong concentration. So heavy, then the mind very powerful, the mind a little bit thinking, the whole mind believe, then they hypnotize itself. I saw one Vietnam nun. I said, don't slow down, don't use the labeling, don't focus, but she's not listening. Always walking. Slow motion. Then in the Dhamma one day, they come call me. One nun in the Dhamma hall, she's like this, walking and stop, cannot move. Yeah. And I saw who? So she's out, I know. Then I go and look, but she can talk outside. Appa is can talk. But the leg is like this. Because he's slow and walk, so slowly, heavy. Yeah. Heavy and heavy.
Yes.
Then the man start to think, become heavy, I cannot move. This thought is coming, then he cannot move. Mm-hmm. This is meaning she hypnotized herself.
Yeah.
She don't know. She don't know about the mind nature, but they already use psychiatric dancer hypnotizing herself. Then stop. Then I realized if she believes she can move, this problem is finished.
Yeah.
Then I said, sit down. Immediately I said, sit down. So she said, maybe falling down. So then slowly she sit. She bend the knee.
Yeah.
Then she knows that the knee is can bend,
yes.
Then finish. Because she believes the mind leg cannot move.
Yeah.
Yeah. This heavy concentration is very powerful.
Mm.
Sometimes one sentence the masters ask, how about your meditation? Then one lady says, my concentration is very good. What said? Everybody listening, yeah? But she concentration is very good. In the Dhamma hall, she's sitting like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Then teacher is, very good. So teacher don't know what she's how to sit. Then next session, you go and look. The whole hall is like this. Because they also want to be concentration good, right?
Yeah.
So concentration good is like this. Unconsciously, everybody move. The whole hall. So funny. Because they're listening, they want. If your intention comes, this energy move their body. I saw many this problem. That's why I am very afraid this energy. Because sometimes we cannot control.
Yeah.
One yogi, he want to be totapana, then spread it so hard, then later he meditate like this. Non stop, cannot stop. This energy is go everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It cannot stop. Right? Yeah. Then go cold call in the Dhamma hall and rest the call hard like this. So this energy too much because of craving.
Mm.
I know this energy is very difficult to control.
Yeah.
If you're crazy, I so cannot. Go to hospital, that's all. I'm short tong. Right? This is okay. Not understanding.
Yeah.
This is so much energy, so cannot control. He's become momentum. I know this momentum. I cannot stop. Only when the hospital can stop.
Yeah. And can I ask if I know I have a wrong idea? Can I watch this state of mind of this idea?
Don't think about Kundalini. If you believe in Kundalini, the energy becomes stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
This idea also very important. Don't believe this Kundalini.
Yeah, can I watch this idea? This wrong idea?
Yeah.
Can I watch it?
Yeah. You need to know this. You can see this idea, you believe. When the energy comes, this idea is there. Then you can catch this idea, then you let go.
Yeah. Because I saw this idea. And I knew it's wrong.
Yeah. Wrong is okay. Then mind not believe. Yeah. And then the energy is not kind of up.
Yeah,
I said one Korean girl, she said, one day you must sleep 6 hours. So she asked me, meditator, how long to sleep? Need to be sleep. I said, 4 hours. Because she thinks it's 6 hours and must be sleep. If you not sleep 6 hours, the whole day sleepy. because of belief, this idea. Then I said 4 hours after the next day, no, not sleepy. My idea changed. And another one, he always, after lunch, he's a little bit snack. So now I come to meditation center, we are not allowed to do the after lunch and snack and listening Dhamma talk. So if he not snap, only 5 minutes, then the whole evening is sleepy. But he go and eat faster and eat 5 minutes and 10 minutes he sleep, and the whole evening is okay. 5 minutes, what for? Nothing. Right? But the belief idea.
Okay, thank you.
Right? Yeah. I have many jokes about this. Heavy concentration.
So, what I recognized is when I recognize low awareness, I experienced that there are two important things which increase or boost in awareness. Yeah. This is interest and acceptance.
Right.
So these two things are quite strong. If I feel that there is a low awareness and interest is with questioning, or there is acceptance,
then as it energy is build up, right?
So you really feel it.
If your wisdom is working, effort already work.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I start to continue questioning. So if I'm judging myself or judging other yogis or judging whatever,
right.
I start to ask why. Of course, there's not always an answer, but somewhere the answer comes. So during the day, there are a lot of why questions when walking, when sitting, and so interest, keeping up the interest, that works quite well.
And also become habit. The mind naturally, the mind thinking about practice all the time. So if you're thinking about practice, I want it all the time, naturally come back.
So one positive outcome of this questioning was that I found another concept. Because always when I, before awareness and right meditation was somehow connected with silence, slowly moving, and when sitting, not moving, so that's wrong idea, wrong view. My concept was awareness or right meditation is just when I am or when it's silence around or when I'm not moving. So that's wrong idea. So now I'm sitting and although I'm moving when sitting or although it's not silenced, it doesn't matter because it's wrong idea.
Right.
So it makes it much easier when sitting and when walking.
Right.
And there is, after this understanding, there's less judging for myself and less judging for the others. Some very subtle recognition is that my eyes, sometimes I'm sitting with closed eyes, sometimes I'm sitting with open eyes, and sometimes, no problem, sometimes the eyes open on their own, so it's not consciously, just very open. So and then I feel it, then I'm very alert, and that the awareness is quite high quality of awareness. So then the eyes are quite getting really big. So for me, it's a sign that I'm alert, especially when in the 10 o'clock sitting.
You must scare every butcher, open your eye or close the eye book. You should be.
Of course, the talking meditation is sometimes difficult, sometimes, but it's better than expected.
If you slow talking, if not eagerness, you get brightness.
Exactly. So that's what Yuri also said. It doesn't matter if with or without or less awareness, it's always energy. But I feel if I'm talking with higher quality of awareness, I use less energy and make more breaks, and it's much better.
One speed and one break. Then you may calm down. People, they not notice how breathe, they're shallow. They forget to breathe deeply. People, they don't know about their breathing. Not fully breathe. They are only shallow breathing. Many times you checking your when you're talking time, how do you breathe? Only short. Sometimes you breathe like this. Then you break already, can break, and also the mind relax. And when you breathe out, for me, before I practice like this, if you breathe and breathing in, breathe out, the whole tension is gone. The whole body tension, inside, especially inside this chest, this tension is relieved. Everything, let him go out short and relax. Yeah, I can feel the intention all the time here. Before I leave life, I check this tension all the time inside the check. If your breathing is normal, breathing long breathing, this is very relief. You can feel inside this. I only check this how much I tense and relief in the checks. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and finally, I feel I'm getting more confident.
Yes.
And better prepared for time after retreat.
Right.
So,
ready.
Ready. Not ready, but better than
ready,
before.
Ready? Are you ready? Okay, fire. Fire in your home, eh? Plenty of fire. Okay, at that.
In the last interview, I was reporting about my feeling or state of mind, which feels like a fog or kind of. Well, that's the state. I don't know what is happening. You know, actually,
I don't know.
I don't know, yeah, exactly, you know, and...
You don't know? Every time that you know, I don't know the person. I'm joking, go.
So I started to explore it, you know,
yeah.
And, you know...
Have it, right.
Yes. I realized that there is a lack of interest there in that time, and those periods are pretty long, much longer than when I am frequently aware. So the times of moha are or that.
If you're more aware, you feel tense or relaxed.
Sorry.
If you're more aware, can you feel you are relaxed or tense?
Well, if I realize some tension, then I try to relieve.
If you are awareness continue, become more aware, the mind more relaxed. Should be.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, right? Yes.
If you write, write practice and more aware, the mind more relaxed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also, I noticed that my mind is full of ideas how to sit, you know, trying to make like straight posture, you know, I started to change the posture, you know, let's say 5 minutes or 10 minutes like this, and then before I thought that it's nearly prohibited, you know, to touch with
because
my
the
neck,
body
you know?
And mind is relationship have the most attention is a stand up or walking. This is the mind need to use. That's why the mind energy in the body.
Yes.
Yeah. And sit down is a more relaxed. Then lean back. Lean the some place, the mind more relaxed. Lying down, no more tension.
Exactly.
Down, no more energy. No, because the mind no need to support the body.
Yes.
This
yes,
is also
yes, yes,
the
yes,
mind
yeah,
job.
Yeah,
the mind
yeah,
need
yeah,
to do
yeah,
the energy
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
support the body.
When I,
that's why if you feel, you can check the feet and pushing and how do you feel.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you tense, you lean back is more easy to relax.
Yeah. When I lean back, I really felt that surprisingly even the mind is more relaxed.
Yeah.
And more aware.
That's why it's a
very natural.
Because if you sit like this, you need to support the body.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
energy.
That's right. That's
put
right,
the energy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Later on, I realized actually in your last talk, you were talking about how much energy one should use when I do anything, you know, taking something, putting.
I
try to be or careful. I started to be more aware about this, more careful. You know, if and I realized it was almost funny. You know, you were talking about that guy who was
Japanese.
Squeezing the whatever piece of clothes.
Handkerchief is like, very small. He squeezed like that. Even then, we got Japanese. Because they are happy. They are, whatever they use. I asked you, why this handkerchief is very small? Why you use this that much? He said, okay. Then? Okay.
For example, I remember one moment I was in the bathroom washing my hand in the sink and the soap. It was slippery on the sink, and I always like put it up and then start washing my hand, and it was slowly going down into the sink, very slowly, the soap. Then I put it back again, and it started also again falling down, and I noticed that my belly is like kind of holding, you know. Trying to stop that fault, you know.
Want to stop that? So then the fault.
Well, that's just an example of.
Much in your mind. How much your mind involved? Right?
Of well used energy. You know?
Yeah. That's why the machine is overheating. All the time overheating.
It's my case, and I also remember you were talking about the laying down meditation. After the lunch, I didn't intend to sleep. But I took this comfortable chair and put it somewhere else and make it soft and took a book. Then I realized I don't really feel like reading at the moment, so I put it aside and eventually I actually fall asleep. And not very long.
Yeah. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, start doing like this and do.
Yeah.
Because if somebody they lying down, no, because they use a lot of energy. Lying down, they not use this. Who will happen? 5 minutes, they cannot. I said, try to mindful, just relax, and this. He just relax and sleep. Only 2 minutes. He use a lot of energy, and relax also totally no more. So he sleep. He cannot balance inside the, this relax and tension between. So relax, the mind need to aware knowing. So this before is my energy,
Before I fall asleep, I found out actually that the awareness was pretty good. You know, the awareness was pretty good before I fall asleep. You know, I really feel comfortable. You know, I didn't need.
Why
to change.
You maintain the comfortable? The problem come when the feel comfortable, the mind start to enjoy it. Then the mind effortless. That's why you sleep.
So anyway,
you need to remind this comfortable state is very good. That's okay. That time the mind must be think. But the mind reminding, continue remind. Otherwise you sleep.
Yeah. However, when I woke up, the awareness was back and very gentle and very sharp again.
Okay.
You know, the body sensation and I didn't want to move.
Why?
What
do you think? Why you wake up awareness very sharp, very good?
You know, maybe that I was actually sleepy. But when I got a little geek,
yeah, wake up. Or, I said wake up. Wake up time, you said awareness is very good, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Because I rest a little bit.
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
If you relax, awareness is better.
And I was not sleepy at all then. Mm. I just...
Yes.
So it was pretty good. Many times during the day practicing talking meditation, and after many fails, I started.
You
to
know,
to
you're talking. You know. Okay. You know why? You know your voice. How strong? How loud? How tone? Eh? You can know about your voice also.
We were talking about with Yuri.
Yeah.
And so I tried this, but I realized that a better object for me during the talking meditation is actually observing of my feeling, you know, and it's...
How many objects you know when you're talking time?
How many objects? Well, there is very, how to say...
now you know
virazni,
the feeling.
Virazni. Very obvious feeling in the belly or in the chest,
okay.
In the abdomen.
And then?
Also hearing.
Yeah.
When I'm not very much interested in the talk, I just...
Okay, hearing, and then?
And then... actually, in the beginning, I realized that it makes
sound?
Me... That
you don't know about your sound? Or hearing,
not too much.
Hearing and sound, okay.
Not too much.
And you're not looking?
Sorry?
When you're talking, do you not looking at other people?
Looking but not aware.
Seeing, looking, also same. And also you know your hand like this? Ashen?
People say so.
Right.
Okay, well, that is lots of work to be done, I know. But what helped me, actually, when I was later on, when talking continue, and I feel myself getting tired, and I just let go. You know, and I didn't care if I will remember or understand, you know. Mm. And then
But why are you tired?
Because of that talking, you know, maybe too much. Maybe too much. Not only me talking, but also listening lots of talks, you know. Make me
because
a bit
you use energy too much.
Yeah. And then
so now next time you're talking like this. Not like this.
You remember Klaus, when I asked you, let's sit down. that was the moment.
So talking is not important. Awareness is more important. You use a lot of talking energy. Use in the talking.
Yeah.
That's why you feel tired.
Yeah, and also because. It is because of my eagerness.
Right.
Know? I'm very eager.
Yeah, because
you know?
Of eagerness.
Because,
right.
You know, all these topics are very
how
much...
How important?
Well, not important, but interesting, you know.
Right. Because of interesting. You use a lot of it.
So that's why the eagerness comes. But you recommend to notice those intentions.
Yeah,
so
I
start... with this too, you know, like let go
you
few
come
few
our
of those
center,
intentions.
6 months then you change. slowly.
Sorry?
You come to our human center and stay 6 months.
I will ask my wife, okay?
Not okay. I ask my wife first.
Well,
you need to take a time. Slowly,
yeah,
reduce.
I will think about it.
Right. So maybe you bring your wife also.
Yeah. She can cook at least. Oh. Okay, that's all. Thanks. Yeah.
Practice need to long way, long way.
Well, I was stuck. I was lost in meditation again. So, because like this. Because I tried again too much. I questioned and I tried to follow your recommendations and everything too much in one go, and then the mind became confused and it didn't want finish. So again, it was not wanting, and then the mind decided not to meditate. Finish.
Yes.
The moment it made the decision, ding, awareness was here.
What?
It was just here, and then it was pretty easy going. The mind it didn't even check the awareness, but when the awareness was gone and it was coming back, it noticed that it is here. Also, there is a problem. What I find today and yesterday with confidence. There is not much confidence. Even when awareness is here, sometimes it is felt that it is too little, or there is a judgment on it, but it cannot appreciate. But when I was talking meditation from 5 to 6 with Marek, then awareness was here. Awareness was here, and awareness was it was on the sound, and it was aware how the speak was, how it was. Yeah, that's all.
That's good.
What I can say.
Yes.
No more. But the confidence is a question. I don't understand why it is so quickly lost, or
because of you wrong, then you're judging too much. Right.
There's too much judging.
Right. Except if wrong now you understanding, then come back, right?
Yes.
Finish.
Yes. Yes.
That's enough, no problem.
Also,
sometimes like this, sometimes wrong, sometimes failure, sometimes good.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah, and also
every time you fail anything and fall down and come back, it's also learning something. Yeah. This is also a learning process.
But then
don't judge too much.
No, but it's questioning also the appreciation of awareness, because it can appreciate when awareness is here, but not all the time. Sometimes it is awareness here, and the mind does not appreciate, cannot see what is. I don't understand.
What? You not appreciate?
Sometimes appreciate awareness, sometimes awareness here,
but
mind does not appreciate.
Yeah, if you understand, it depends on your understanding level. More understanding, more appreciate the awareness. Sometimes awareness is there, but no wisdom.
Yes, also that's only right. When wisdom is there, then appreciate.
Yeah, right, right.
Yes, and then there was also a checking of the mind, how it acts in interaction with other persons. So it could very easily differentiate what is a conditioned reaction and what is what is a natural, let's say, reaction? And when I say conditioned reaction, I mean like to say hello, you know, to say good morning, to say, to behave. Like
bleed them, bleed them.
What? Yeah, yeah, bleed them. Bleed them, and so and so, and how are you, and so and so.
Yeah.
And so it could see that so well, what is conditioned and what comes naturally,
yeah.
The reaction.
Yeah, right.
Very natural. And yeah. And it was interesting because it was really the object of this action was completely by itself. It was really not connect. It was really visible, just like that.
Mm.
Just really out of the mind,
whatever.
Out like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
mm.
That's it.
Cool.
Thank you.
So, my meditation now is getting very interesting.
Mm.
And
good interest. I like good interest. Right.
It's because I see how it works together.
Oh.
Sometimes I watch my thoughts.
Mm.
And I notice that it's all conditioned by something.
Yeah.
So
right,
it,
right.
Sometimes it seems that I cannot even think on my own.
Right.
It's just because happened. Of some sound, I remember something.
Right. Yes, yes. Because the object memory comes. But this memory not arranged or not planning anymore. Because object comes, memory also, boom. Right. Yeah, this condition, yes. Right.
And
this is, you're not involved anything. Yeah? They do their job, right.
Hmm.
Very good, this experience. And
then sometimes the mindfulness gets like automatic, that I don't have to make effort. And the mind notice so many things.
Right, that's right. Yeah, should be. Right.
And however, this afternoon I had a very strange experience and I thought that I'm going mad or something. Mad.
Mad. Oh.
Crazy.
And whatever, the mind can talk anything. Don't believe any thoughts.
Yeah, actually,
don't believe
any
thoughts.
I didn't
believe
it.
The mind also did do his job. Huh? It, whatever he thought, don't believe. We notice is benefit or not. No benefit, gone. No important, gone. That's all. If you're in the mind, he said, if this is not yours, right? He, like a dream. Sometimes we cannot imagine like how to dream, right? He do himself. Something very strange. Right? This is not yours. Okay. But don't believe whatever mind said. If you think, oh, maybe I'm become mad, there's more problem.
Yeah, but this was very complex, you know. I was meditating and suddenly I was aware of my whole body.
Mm.
Many sensations and of my mind as well. But my inner voice changed. It was like one actor from The Big Bang Theory. You don't know it.
Okay, whatever.
No, one actor from TV.
In the mind. I told you.
No,
in the
and
mind.
It was so. I was observing this, and it was automatic. I didn't.
Yes.
It
automatic.
Just worked.
Happened.
But I was detached from it, like
right.
Watching from side. But because of the mind was talking with different voice, I said maybe it's just strange play of the mind that I'm not actually mindful.
That's why I said don't believe any thoughts. No? In the mind, sound have the sound, many sound, children sound, woman sound, boy, man sound. You can create and many sound in the mind. Image, you can image also. You can create. There's a concept. Huh? The sound also concept, image also concept. Sometimes you can create the smell also, and this also, five senses, everything you can create, the mind can create, imagination can do it. So whatever the mind is thinking, because the thinking create this thing, so whatever this, you only think this is thinking, that's all. And don't believe, checking again. Whatever he say, good or bad, check again, okay? And this is no problem. I mean, you can see some slowly you can see many crazy thoughts coming. Crazy thoughts, many crazy thoughts come. He thinks his way.
Okay, that's all.
Because of consciously, we conscious level, we know this is our thoughts. Me, believe. We can believe this is me, my thoughts, my thinking. I'm thinking, I thinking, you think like this. But at deeper level, you cannot say me. It's happening like this. Many, many small, small, and even though you're very young, the sound music also can inside there. You cannot control this level. But you can know this mind enough. Right? Automatic, everything is there happening itself. They are caused and they are fed already. We are only can see what's going on. That's all. That's right, whatever happening is not yours. In nature, we are not our responsibility. Let it be. You only maintain your awareness quality, that's all. You never crazy. If your awareness and wisdom all the time have, you never crazy. If your awareness become crazy, is awareness and wisdom gone, that's more sure. Maybe. Right? I nearly become one time crazy. There's mental problem, mental this coming. But because of I'm knowing, that's why I never become like this. Because of knowing. I'm aware I'm not crazy. Crazy people, they don't know that. Right.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, then good. You will become right. Anybody? So, why? Why? Oh, why? Okay.